It's estimated that in 2013, e-commerce was worth a staggering $16.2 trillion worldwide. The United States, the United Kingdom, Japan and China are leading the market. Torbjørn Fredriksen from UNCTAD's Division on Technology and Logistics explains why e-commerce is more relevant than ever before.
More and more economic activities are being traded online and sometimes also delivered online when it comes to digital products and services. We also see that value chains, both domestic and internationally, increasingly involve online tools for procurement.
In the US, the share of e-commerce of total manufacturing revenue has risen dramatically in the decade up to 2012, from 19 to more than 50%. The online success of companies like Amazon is driving some of the growth. Opportunities are now increasing in the developing world, especially low-income countries in sub-Saharan Africa. Torbjørn Fredriksen says there are a number of reasons behind the growth.
First, the improved connectivity. Mobiles, increased internet use, increased use of social media. Secondly, we see lower barriers to entry for enterprises to engage in e-commerce because of new tools, new e-commerce platforms, new payment solutions that are much easier to use than if you just go back 5-10 years ago. The third is that we see a mushrooming of companies from the South that are starting to deliver solutions that are tailored to the needs in the developing countries for e-commerce.
Although business-to-business vastly outstrips business-to-consumer e-commerce, shoppers in many parts of the world have realized that they have greater choice and often find cheaper prices online. But UNCTAD's Torbjørn Fredriksen is warning of challenges like cybercrime that need addressing.
About $3.5 billion was lost in online fraud in 2013. We highlight the need for legislation in all parts of the world to address cybercrime, to address data protection and privacy, as well as consumer protection online.
UNCTAD says the majority of cybercriminals are found in Russia, China, Brazil, Nigeria and Vietnam. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.